This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Kusi Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, the past few days have been relatively quiet for Malaysian politics, and the keyword there being relatively, most likely due to the ongoing Hari Raya celebrations. But for the past few weeks, we've seen quite a volatile time. The ongoing feud between former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir and current Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin saw the Registrar of Societies coming out to say that Dr. Mahathir is no longer the Bersatu chairman. Of course, this all was a shocking announcement, was the latest blow to Mahathir's influence in Bersatu. And all started with Muhyiddin Yassin's ascension there. And Dr. Mahathir explained that even as he had resigned, he was announced as the party's chairman after he won in the party election uncontested. This was earlier, he was the only one nominated for that. And we've also seen several Pakatan Harapan states falling to the current ruling coalition, and a historic and we also saw the historic one-day parliamentary seating. For more on, and of course now all eyes on the next parliamentary sitting in July as well as the Chini by-elections on July 4th. So for more on this and what we can anticipate to happen in the political sphere, we have on the line with us Dr. Oh Ee Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Ee Sun, thank you so much for joining us on the line. Now, the battle between Mahathir and Muhyiddin is raging on in Bersatu. Will Dr. Mahathir be able to wrestle back control of his party, or will he and his faction in Bersatu be booted?
Well, of course, as you mentioned, Dr. Mahathir is returned so-called uncontested as the party chairman. But then, if you look into the technicality of the RRS decision and so on, for the moment until, I think, at least July, when the party election is in full swing and so on, well, technically, he is not the chairman of the party, right? And Muhyiddin, as the president of the party, well, this sounds like an American corporate entity, so they're chairman and president and maybe a CEO, right? Would be the acting chairman. Number one, as acting chairman, of course, then he could, in a sense, run the party at least for the next 2 months with more free hand. And number two, of course, Tan Sri Muhyiddin would have the so-called incumbent advantage, being the prime minister of the country, and already seen plenty of this so-called GOC appointments have been handed out to politically linked personalities. So in that sense, of course, you would see that Tan Sri Muhyiddin will have an upper hand in the party elections, including, for example, his own so-called presidency being challenged by Mukhlis Mahathir, the son of Dr. Mahathir. But on the other hand, of course, Dr. Mahathir has seen a worse adversity in previous times, right? Like during the Najib years and so on. So as long as he would have to create sort of what I would call the kind of win in Malaysian political terms, namely the kind of perception that the whole political wind is blowing his way and it is worthwhile to join him and so on. And that, of course, would take all his political skills over the years to achieve. Yeah.
Realistically, what might be Mahathir's next move?
Well, as I said, theoretically, he will still be the party president after July, but of course, I think the real the party chairman after July, in theory, but of course, I think the real fight is the party presidency, right? And if as many would perhaps expect, Mukhlis Mahathir would lose the party presidency, then it depends. At that time, that is about 1.5 months from now. You see, a lot of things could happen during this 1.5 months. For example, in the Muhyiddin camp, I mean, in the Perikatan Nasional camp, this sort of uneasiness or tension between Muhyiddin and UMNO, it could come to the fore, namely it could sort of erupt. And if that happens, hey, you never know. You might even see Tan Sri Muhyiddin and Dr. Mahathir may get back together. So the Malaysian politics is really full of surprises.
Well, talk about surprises. Yes. Who do you think is going to win the fight between Mukriz and Muhyiddin?
At this point, as I said, as Tan Sri Muhyiddin will have the advantage of incumbency, he would be the more favoured candidate. But if Mukriz does lose the presidency, and if that, at that point Tan Sri Muhyiddin is still solidly with UMNO and so on, well, then Dr. Mahathir, father and son, would have to seriously think about either Dr. Mahathir will stay on as party chairman and have this very awkward arrangement with Tan Sri Muhyiddin, or they would like to indeed totally leave the party and form, for example, some sort of new party or coalition. Yeah.
Now, Ihsan, can you give us some insights into the strengths of the Perikatan National Government? Is it as fragile as opposition members put it, or do they still have some more moves to play to enforce their position as the ruling coalition?
Well, I think I sort of hinted at that just now. No, in fact, quite explicitly said so just now. Namely, because they are the government of the day, and therefore, of course, they have at their disposal various what we would call political largesse, namely appointments to various government companies, sometimes, if necessary, even cabinet positions or deputy ministers and so on. And that will attract, of course, some of the not-so-scrupulous members from the opposition to join them. But if we focus down to Tan Sri Muhyiddin's political future and so on, you could see very clearly that he's in a minority position within his own Perikatan National Coalition, whereas UMNO is the, well, shall we say, majority component party in that alliance or coalition. Therefore, it would be interesting to see, would UMNO continue to be satisfied with this essentially playing second fiddle, or even some would say third fiddle to Muhyiddin and also Azmin, or would UMNO make a move? For UMNO, I think they have nothing to lose. If they make a move in deposing Muhyiddin, number one, in theory, they could still keep the Perikatan Nasional going on because, well, they'll be in charge, but the members will still be there because Muhyiddin and his supporters would have nowhere else to go unless he goes back to Dr. Mahathir. On the other hand, if indeed some sort of snap election is called for, I think UMNO is more than ready for it in cooperation with PAS and judging from the performance in the last five or six by-elections. So they have nothing to lose. UMNO, I think they are in a very strong position going forward. Yeah.
Ihsan, thank you so much for your thoughts this morning. That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Now, very quickly, before we move into the break and the breakfast grill, Chuang Noel, what are your thoughts there?
I think just very quickly, the Bersatu elections were supposed to be on 18 April, so now all that has to be postponed after 30th June. Exciting times ahead.
Chuang, anything?
Well, first of all, in politics, there are never any permanent enemies or friends. And second of all, it's very clear that this government doesn't necessarily position the country first. It positions political stability first, and you can read into that what you will.
And on that note, we're going into a few messages now, and then the breakfast grill, where I'll be speaking to Wong Wai Ken, country manager for Stashaway, and whether they can handle the market volatility there that we're seeing. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.